alien fungus that's growing inside of him and makes him turn black. Sam Raimi directed again. Stan Lee giving a cameo. A Marvel comic adaptation. Spider-Man 3. Rousing entertainment. The finale is great. Is it as good as the first two Spider-Man? It's a lot of fun. If you like fun movies, go see Spider-Man 3. That's our show for today. Robert Waldman reporting. My good friend Daryl Wiener, Wiener's Barbecue, is coming up later today. Thank you for listening to Real, Robert Waldman. You're listening to CITR FM 101.9. We'll see you soon.
CITR podcast update number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now am just hooked into the world electronically, would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit citr.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
I got a job. I got a job.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. And we're very, very excited to have you today because we have a heck of a guest, the president of a marketing company. But of course, I'm not going to introduce her just yet. But we're so excited to have her on the show. She's so busy. She just rushed in from a big meeting. And we're so, so happy to have her. So I will be introducing her in just a moment. But first, before we go into that, I want to just review what we talked about last week. So listen, last week was a very exciting show because I revealed for the very first time what I call sophisticated and advanced interview techniques. No one ever talks about them like that. Things such as pre-clobber and ballpark. Like, what does that have to do with an interview? But if you apply it in your job search, more importantly, your dream job search, you will have unbelievable success. And so I challenge you to use it. And I always say that the information you hear on the show is free, but if you don't use it, what's it costing you? Your life, your relationships, your friendships, because you're bored and you can't stand it. So good. Quote of the week. Every week I like to say a quote. And when I heard this quote, it literally blew my mind. And when you hear it, you're going to say to yourself, well, no wonder I've been wanting to listen to this show. No wonder I need to think of my career. Listen to this. It was a survey that just came up by Ipsos Reid about a week ago. This is what it's called. Given the chance to start over, 71% would get more professional career planning advice. Here's the thing. Given the chance to start over, meaning given the chance to start their career over, 71% of you, 7 out of 10, said that you would actually go back and get more advice. Well, here's the thing. You are now right in the middle of your career and you no longer have to worry or be in fear or have the fear of losing your career because you are ready and listening to exactly what others say they wish they had done earlier. And so I give you a little pat on the back for having done that. So that's very, very good. Another thing I want to do before I introduce our exciting guest is I call it the top two. Every single week I receive questions from people about their careers and I sum up the top two questions that I receive that I think you, the listener, needs to hear. I was so excited to share these two today. The first one is this. Get this one. What job do I want? I mean, no joke. People come up to me and says, well, what job would be a good fit for me? And I discovered that there's one way for you to dramatically reduce the amount of career anxiety that you have in your life. Here it is again. It's a theory designed to dramatically reduce the amount of career anxiety that you have in your life. And this is it. Never worry about the job title. Only worry about your skills. And when you're dealing with employers, all you have to tell them is what skills you have. And then let the employer, let them figure out where your skills fit their company. Do you know how many company representatives I speak to? What is a job description? In fact, job descriptions change every week, every month. And most people's job descriptions change so quickly that they're so static. They're not dynamic. And so what employers want is to hire someone whose dynamic is flexible. So don't worry about the job description because it changes anyway. Focus on your skills. So that's great advice. Advice number one. Okay, our next question. This is a good one. I really like this question. Is it a good time to look for work right now? Meaning it's the summertime and things are slowed down. So whether you're a student or whether you've just got laid off or whether you're in a company and you can't stand it and you want to make a change, here's the thing. And I pulled the stats 3 days ago. I'm so excited to share this. If you apply the theories that are discussed on this show, now let me just say a little caveat. This is only one show. If you only apply this show, then this stat will not apply to you. But if you listen to all our shows, and by the way, the last 11 of them have been podcasted at www.citr.ca, so you can listen to them. If you apply the advice we're sharing with you, on average, in 3 weeks, you'll land 5.9 interviews. So let me say it again. In 3 weeks, you'll book almost 6 interviews. So let me ask you, would you be excited about that? Most people say yes. But more importantly, they're not just any interview, they're dream job interviews. Okay, great. I'm so excited to introduce her. Emily Simulis. She's president of Thinkbox National Marketing. Emily, are you there?
I'm here. Hi.
Good to see you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Emily, I've known you for maybe about a year or something like that. And it's been your energy that first of all wanted or motivated me to get on the show. But first of all, before we get into who you are and your exciting past and dynamic business. So you're the president of Thinkbox National Marketing. What do you do at Thinkbox?
What don't I do at Thinkbox? Well, basically, I'll give you a little overview of the company itself. Thinkbox National Marketing, we are a national marketing firm that is spanned across BC, Alberta, Ontario, and Quebec. So, myself, I'm pretty busy. We take care of field promotions, so field marketing, people out there handing samples on the street, event marketing, SMS mobile marketing, and our newly launched ad lines.
Oh, what's this newly, what is this? I think I just read it in the newspaper.
Yes, we were featured in the Vancouver Sun in the front of the business section. Yeah. As well, we have a brand new article in Marketing Mag this week.
Yeah, what is this product?
Adlines.
I love this. Tell us, what is it?
Adlines essentially are advertising spaces on the yellow lines of parking lots.
Wait a minute, I thought of that 100 times. Why didn't I start a business?
Sorry, beach to the
punch. You beach to the punch. Okay, good. So the reason I think the listener is going to greatly benefit from today's show is because for many, many reasons. One is you very, very quickly have developed a business that spans the country and you haven't been doing it for very long. And yet you've had a success level that I think the listener needs to hear. The premise of the show is to land their dream job. Now, you're the president of a company. Obviously, that's a position, but it's also your business. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, so today's conversation can border on dream job and entrepreneur, running your own business kind of thing. But in the end, it all comes down to a career and it's one of your passions. Is that right?
That's correct.
So I think the first question is just really, I can't not ask it. What are you excited about your work? Why do you do it?
I do it because I love what I'm doing. It makes me happy to see, you know, corporate success, but what makes me happy is seeing my staff success, both corporately and personally, allowing them to grow, seeing them grow, and you know what? Coaching them and challenging them to grow and just helping them out.
Wait a minute. This sounds too altruistic. I don't believe it. I don't buy it for a second. Wait a minute. You're most excited about watching your staff grow, expand, and be successful?
That's correct.
Yeah, but what about you?
Well, when they are successful, I'm successful. Because I've successfully, you know, completed their, you know, their growth stages. And I coach them and challenge them to grow and become better at their jobs and keep on doing something that they love and challenge them to become, you know, better at what they're doing.
Oh, something's just come up for me, a big issue. And I'm so excited this is just brought up. Aren't you afraid? By the way, folks, listener, there's career transition and there's career management. Career transition is going from where you are, meaning out of work or in a job you hate, to something you love. We're now touching on career management, which was getting the most out of your career, which is both, the show covers both areas. So my question is this, aren't you nervous that if you build people that are too good, then they'll outshine you?
Doesn't bother me at all. I want them to outshine me. I want them to show, you know, that, hey, you know what, I want my staff to challenge me daily. And I actually got out of a meeting about challenging me and proving that I'm, you know, I'm not right all the time. Outshine me, do your best, and you'll get, you know, rewarded for that.
So you got someone out there with a lot of energy, a lot of passion to do their work, and they've been holding back. There's this line that says there's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people don't feel insecure. In other words, people hold back. So you're saying that if someone were to work for your company, that you encourage them to not, the opposite of holding back, which is to be self-expressed and to share their...
Exactly. Exactly. If you are not self-expressive, if you can't, relay, what you're thinking, show me, concrete, examples of how you think we should change this and why, and show me a strategy. And if it works and if it makes logical sense, then we'll do it.
Okay, so they have to obviously have the correct argument behind their...
Agreed, of course.
And so obviously there's a lot of coaching on your end to tell them how to do that.
Exactly.
Because not everyone knows how to do that.
No, not everyone knows how to do it, and everybody learns how to do it.
Okay. That's great. Okay, throughout the show, we're going to be sharing little tips of success. So let me start warming you up with a little tip here. So before we go to break, we're going to break in a couple minutes, and we're going to be entering what I call the rapid-fire Q&A. During the break is an opportunity for you to call the show and get an answer from this brilliant woman who runs her business nationally across the country. Very rarely do you have an opportunity to do this. Okay, the number is 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. In other words, ubc.citr. That's the number. But before we go to break, okay, little tip. So far we've talked about a few things about building up your staff. So far, what's one tip that you would say has been a secret to why your business has done well?
We exceed expectations. Now, both through, exceeding our staff's expectations and our team as well with our clients.
So how do you know, here's the question, how do you know you're exceeding your staff and clients' expectations?
Well, it all goes, basically, if we do a job, we promise what we can deliver, but we over-deliver. We over-deliver when we work with our teams, and we over-deliver to our clients.
So over-delivering is basically, you've automatically over-delivered if you've agreed to this and you've done more than what you've agreed
to. Exactly.
Okay, it's funny you say that because the president of Fidelity Investments I used to work for them about 8 years ago, and this guy, $10 million a year he used to make, and he was a very successful man. And I said, what's your secret to success? And he said something. He said, Philip, I always underpromise and outperform. Now, it's interesting, that's a bit of a different way of putting it than you. You always probably promise a lot and do even more. But it's interesting how there's some parallels there, isn't there?
Agreed. Well, I've always been, from growing up, I've always just thought the secret to, success personally and, I guess in business as well is, do what you're required to do, but do more because people are always going to get more out of it from you. They'll look at you different.
I love it. If you do more, you'll get more. Love it. We're back with Emily Sumilis, president of ThinkBox National Marketing, and we'll see you after the break. Now's your chance to give us a call. We'll see you in just a moment.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
I gotta go.
All right, we're back to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or www.citr.ca, a show specifically designed, tailored, everything to help you find work you love. And so we're very, very fortunate today to have a guest on the show, Emily Sumilis, president of ThinkBox National Marketing. She's been extremely successful in her business. We're talking about the secrets to her success, among other things. And we also have a caller on the line. Let's put her on the line here. Hi, Debbie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good to hear you. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
And so far we've been talking with the president of a marketing company, and it sounds like you had a question for us. What is your question? Go ahead.
Well, I run my own business in a mature market, and I was just wondering if you have any tips on how you have run your business.
Okay, that's obviously Emmy. Emily, this one's for you. So did you hear the question?
Yes. If I have any tips for her about how... From, my experience running my business.
Yeah, it sounds like they're in a mature market, means probably a lot of competition, and how do they stand out? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting.
How do we distinguish ourselves?
Good question. Go ahead.
It's funny. I actually answered this question the other day at one of my meetings. Basically, what my suggestion to you is make sure that you have strong company values. And if you have strong company values, for every, you know, RFP you're sending a proposal to or whatnot, make sure your values are laid out in a concise way that whoever you're proposing to, you know, pitching to or whatnot, mm-hmm. they can see it. And they know that, you know what, this company, it matches, you know, what I'm looking for.
Okay.
So let me summarize. So you're saying that means writing things down on a piece of paper which outlines the value of the company. Is that right?
Well, essentially, I mean, let's say, I'm sorry, what kind of business do you run?
It's a clothing line.
Okay. So I guess who would you, you know, what are your challenges? Are you trying to break into the market for new buyers, or are you trying to pitch stores to buy your clothes, or, you know?
A little bit of both. We're just sort of starting up the market for, like, athletic wear for women. So,
right.
Especially in the Vancouver area, there seems to be a lot of, you know, some of the bigger, large brands and things like that.
You really have to think about what's your competitive advantage.
That's a good one. I like.
Exactly. What's your competitive advantage in, you know, this market? I mean, there are other brands out there, and how can you differentiate yourself from them?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Debbie, does that
make yourself stand out?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'll dovetail on that as well, Debbie, because it sounds like branding yourself not only applies to a company, for example, your clothing line, but yourself as an individual. When you're looking for your dream job, the branding of who are you, who do you stand for? You know, when you think Volvo, you think one thing, safety. But do you think people just buy the car because it's safety? No, they're sexy. There's a roofs undone and all that kind of nice thing. So there's a lot to offer. But it's the one thing that you can identify with. Very interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks for the call, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Okay, great question. Good. Let's carry on. I want to know a bit about your past, your history. Let's dive in a bit. How have you always been the president of your company?
Always. Okay, well, my story started at a very, very young age. I wasn't even going to go into business. When I was 17, I started my own online business for my bedroom. And I broke into a niche market on eBay. And basically, you know, just thought, hey, this is cool. Why don't I try it? So I did. And lo and behold, a product of mine was selling. And I stumbled onto a niche and I grew that. And I ended up starting an industry on eBay. So I did that for about 4 years. Completely didn't even think I was going to go into business. I had my career path, you know, paved for me. I was going to go into criminology, I was going to study forensics, and I was going to become a coroner. And
wow. Okay, I'm intrigued.
So, you know, I just started studying, went to Kwantlen, met up with one of my professors there, and he actually, you know, had referred me through his network to have a work experience placement, which quickly changed my frame of thought of where I was headed in my career. And at that point, I said to myself, okay, I can no longer, you know, be exposed to this. What am I going to do? I felt as if I had, you know, reached a point that I didn't know where I was going. You know, forensics was definitely out of the question. And then I just revisited the fact that, hey, I have this little business on the internet that seems to do very well. I guess I'm okay in business. Why don't I explore that avenue a little bit? So I enrolled at BCIT. I took the Integrated Management Studies program. Mm. And, you know, lo and behold, I felt that, hey, this is where I need to be.
Can I just ask for the listener, integrated management, that sounds sophisticated. What does that mean?
It was, you know, accounting, marketing, mm-hmm. HR, and IT all in one.
So running an entire business.
Running an entire business.
Oh, sounds
great. There you go. So I did that. And upon my final year, I had worked for some, you know, promotional agencies here and there. And then on my final year, I wrote a business plan. And I always knew that, you know what, I think I want to run my own business. But it never was really concrete to me. So what I did, I wrote a business plan on Thinkbox. And my teacher failed my mark.
Oh, I love it. The genius who drops out of school or the whatever, you know what I'm saying. I'm just
My teacher failed my business plan. And me being, you know, a hard-minded, set individual.
Well, I like how you say that.
Okay. Yeah, oh, I am. I said, forget it. I'm going to prove you wrong. I took the failing mark, and lo and behold, I certainly did.
You took the failing mark, and then you went off and did a few other
and
things.
I started the company. I incorporated it. And basically, you know, it happened. Obviously, it was difficult.
So now I want to see let's see the results. So how many, do you mind sharing, like, how many staff you have? Or is
Oh, yeah, we're at 120 across Canada.
Okay, folks, I just want you to listen to this. One of the techniques I've discovered, and it's called follow the path of least resistance. When water is going down a mountain and it hits a rock, does it try to struggle and climb over the rock with a backpack and mountain boots? I've noticed that whenever water hits a rock going downhill, it takes the path of least resistance. But here's the thing. People often confuse the path of least resistance once you have a goal. Here's the thing. To figure out where you need to go with your life in terms of career direction, you must absolutely follow the path of least resistance. It's called the law of patterns. It's a universal law that if you look at patterns in your life and you follow that pattern, you're more likely to be successful. So in the case of Emily, she saw her running this business in her bedroom, whatever, and then she went on and so that's following the path of least resistance. But here's the thing. Once she decided to run her business, obviously the path of least resistance is not the way to go because it takes a lot of work, right, to build your business?
A lot of work.
So here's a trick. To make a career choice, follow the path of least resistance. Once you've chosen your career, then do whatever it takes. Two-step process. I love it. So you're happy now.
I'm extremely happy, but I'll be happier when I, you know, when I reach my goals.
Oh. Do you want to share a goal or two?
Well, you know, I mean, we're doing well. I must, you know, we're across Canada and I'm happy with that. My next goal would be by 2010 to be a global agency. So I'll be much happier than ask me.
Wow,
then.
I like that. Okay, good. So now our conversation has been on you right now, and I'd like to shift that conversation and focus it to the listener. Let's talk a bit about what it takes to survive and do well at your business. I mean, Think Box National Marketing, 120 staff. What does it take to do well in your business, in your experience?
In my experience, well, basically, you just have to have a lot of drive and follow, you know, where you have to ask yourself, where do you want to be? This is what I want. I write out a goals list, a yearly goals list, and I have to obtain them. So I'm very structured in that sense. Basically, you just have to have drive to complete your goals and think positively, and that's helped me along the way. That's led to the success of the company. Basically, if you think positive, you could do anything.
Hold on, stop. Think positive. How many times have we heard that? Trillion times. Emily, I want to hear how you stay positive when you just found out you didn't get the contract.
Well, you know what? If we didn't get the contract, I learned from it. Why didn't we get it? Let's go back, revisit it, see where we went wrong. And you know what? Let's make the next proposal a heck of a lot better.
Okay, so it sounds like you view life in baby steps.
Well, agreed. You have to with business. Everything is baby steps at the beginning, because if you make large leaps, forget it. It's all going to come crashing down. You have to become a master at one thing. After that, you can start branching off.
I like that. I want to summarize that right now. Drive, yearly goals list, think, what is it?
Positively.
Think positively. Yeah, there you go. And master one thing. And so I want to directly relate that to you out there, the dream job seeker. So doesn't it sound interesting how, let me ask you, could you apply drive, you know, thinking positively, setting yearly goals, and mastering one thing, which is what? Finding the kind of work that you want to do. And so I want to directly relate the conversation right now. So while the context is Emily running her own business, you can directly apply it to your dream job search. And so tell me, what is some of the criteria? How are we doing here? Ooh, we're about to go to break in about 30 seconds, but share two criteria that you look for. Now, I know you shared some here, but when they come in, like you're interviewing them. Now, the person sitting in front of you, list two things you look for, like right away.
Someone that's extremely intelligent and energetic, and you can tell has passion, that wants to grow, and someone that shows you that they're there to drive the business.
How do you know that? But we won't answer now. We'll find out after the break. And during the break, it's also an opportunity to get involved in rapid-fire Q&A. It's an opportunity to call the show, get an answer, brilliant answers to very tough questions. 604-822-2487. 604-822-2487. That's ubc.citr, area code 604. We'll see you in about 40 seconds.
So you want to gain the Freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts. The student-run, not-for-profit grocery store is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
I gotta go.
You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. This is a show specifically designed and crafted to ensure that you find work you love, more importantly, your dream job. And I always say you can have a hobby and hate your job, or you can and be poor, or turn your hobby into work, like it a little less, and be rich. Interesting. I see that a lot. I like it, but I don't want to like it less. I said, that's the kind of thing is. When you start setting goals and parameters around your hobbies, you're going to, naturally, it's going to be a little less enjoyable sometimes because you're going to have to do it. But in the long run, I tell you, you're paying off. We have a fascinating guest. We're here with President of ThinkBox National Marketing, Emily Sumilis, and we've been talking about her success, her history, who she hires. I want to continue on that conversation. So before the break, we were talking about people that come into your company and they're interviewing, and you're doing the interview, and they're sitting in front of you, and you're looking for certain things. You talked about passion and drive. Yeah, but you know what? The best thing about this show is that it gives practical tips. How does someone show drive, show passion?
Well, essentially, you can't tell at the very beginning. With our interview process, it starts off with a telephone interview, and then once you're qualified and your references are checked, you come in and you have a formal interview with our hiring manager. At that point, you know, they get asked questions and whatnot, and we can kind of get a feel for them. Basically, the successful candidates go on to another interview process that, you know, consists of the hiring manager answering, you know, asking them a few more questions catered towards a job. At that point, they have a third interview, and that's a panel interview. Wow. And that's with, you know, our managers, and then, you know, one or two of their team members that they'll be working with. And we can basically tell after. I mean, if you've survived all three of those interviews, that you're on your third, we could tell who has it and who doesn't based on, you know, their previous experience and their, you know, personality profiles.
Do you do personality profiling testing?
Oh, we certainly do.
Okay, you do testing. Okay. So let me ask you, who's designed all this HR strategy?
I have an HR consultant I work with.
I see. Okay, very interesting. You know, a recent study came out. I actually had a guest on here. She's an HR consultant. She quoted to me that 70% of businesses don't have an HR strategy, which is really interesting because a lot of on the show I preach is, well, if most companies don't have an HR strategy, why don't you, the dream job seeker, you, the listener right now, be the HR strategy for the company? And companies love it. And that's why this success, the show has produced such amazing success, such as booking 5 per night interviews in 3 weeks. In this case, your company has an HR strategy. It's very, very, I love that. So it sounds like it starts with the phone, and then you meet with an individual, and then it's panel. Who's in the panel?
Well, it's usually at the end of it all. It's myself, you know, their direct superior, which would either be, you know, the account manager. It depends what, you know, you're hiring for. But it would be our management team.
Okay. Management. So it sounds like you start technical and you move more towards attitude.
Agreed.
Okay. Okay, great. And if the person's test does the testing and it equals not a hire, do you go any further?
It depends. If we can see talent, then, you know, the testing, basically, it's a personality profile. It's not whether, you know, hire or no hire.
Okay.
It's just your personality. It allows us to communicate more effectively with you.
Okay, I like that. Okay, good. I have a section. We're now closing the show, and I'm so excited about this section. We're introducing it for the first time. It's called Tombstone Secrets. Emily, these are the secrets that typically you would take to the tombstone. You would take it, you would never share with anyone because it's so hot secrets. But on this show, because we have a section called Tombstone Secrets, you got to share a tombstone secret. And that is a secret that you're going to share with it. You're going to leave the listener with this gem, you know, that they can leave the show with. And if you can incorporate an action component to it, I notice that can add a little thing. So what's your final thought?
Well, basically, you've probably heard this over and over and over again. You know, you can do whatever you put your mind to it. You don't understand the power of positive thinking and, you know, thinking, you know, this is where I want to be, and you can do whatever, you know, you want.
I love it. Emily, you can do whatever you want with the power of positive thinking. We've heard it a million times, but Emily, you've proven that it works for you. And I say that if it works for you, it can work for us. And if it can work for us, it can work for you, the listener. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
You've been listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or at www.citr.ca, listening to a show specifically designed to help you find your dream job, make a ton of money, and of course, be unstoppable.
CITR Podcast.